Welcome to Safety Culture Excellence, brought to you by ProAct Safety, the leader in the world of safety excellence. And now for your host, Sean Galloway.
Starting versus stopping. Is safety excellence a matter of stopping risks or starting precautions? Should we focus on the thou shalt nots of safety or encourage positive action? This topic directly impacts the question we have discussed before: is safety excellence a matter of achieving success or avoiding failure? But beyond that philosophical point, let's discuss the tools used for starting and stopping human behavior and their side effects. The ultimate behavioral stopping tool is punishment. In the behavioral sciences, anything that tends to stop behavior is considered punishment, and what makes it effective is the timing and probability. Negative consequences for behavior that are certain and timely tend to stop or extinguish the behavior. But punishment does not automatically start another behavior in its place. Artificially imposed punishments can also damage relationship and culture. It can be important to stop certain behaviors that present unacceptable risks or damage safety culture, and punishment might be the right tool for that job. Starting tools for behavior include positive reinforcement and motivation. If the safety challenge is getting workers to identify risks, take precautions, or participate in safety activities, these starting tools can be invaluable. Starting tools also are relationship and culture builders. Workers who help each other start better practices and improve performance tend to strengthen the bonds between themselves. Determining the right tools for safety excellence involves accurately identifying exactly what behaviors need to be stopped or started. An effective safety strategy should include these distinctions.
For more information on this topic or how we help lead individuals and organizations towards excellence in performance and culture, visit us at proactsafety.com.